pleased to be joined on the line right now by Alex Pavic. He is the president of the Slave Lake Wolves, the new team in the NWGHL. Yes, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about here, of course, you guys, the new expansion team, if you will, for the NWGHL. I know there's been kind of some talks going on with the league and some people in the community in the past a little bit. How did this process really kind of sort of come together in getting this team going?
Well, I think it's good to know that we're new to the league this year. We're not new to the league. We were one of the founding teams of the league back when it first started. The last time they played in the Northwest Junior Hockey League was in 2014, and just due to some financial constraints and lack of players, they decided to take a step away. And a group of people recently got together and wanted to try and resurrect a higher level of hockey in Slave Lake, and we had a few meetings, put it out to our community, and we ended up with a board of 7 members that were able to come together and go through the proposal for the league. We submitted the documents very quickly, short notice, and at the AGM last week, the league accepted us back into to being playing for the 26-27 season.
As you mentioned, certainly the league does have a bit of a history in the Slave Lake market with the Wolves previously. Now, obviously, when the team left in 2014, there were some financial issues and player issues that you mentioned there. Do you feel that some of the issues maybe had before are able to be sort of overcome and be able to have a sort of a long-term future in the league?
Yeah, we've done some research with, you know, the community and the business community. I think using the Wolves name, we're resurrecting a bit of history in the community. Some of the nice thing is some of the players that used to play for the Wolves or be involved back in the day are now business owners or upper management in a lot of our businesses, and they're excited to bring, you know, not only their hockey knowledge, but also their financial backing to the team. We have a bunch of players who are at the tail end of their minor hockey careers that are excited for another level of hockey and being able to continue to play in Slave Lake for the next couple of years.
And with the other teams in the league right now, just looking at sort of the travel situation, I believe the Navs here at Peace River would be the, I guess, closest team to you guys, and that's still about a 2.5-3 hour drive. And so have you had any discussions about how the schedules may work, division alignments? Have you had those sort of talks with the league yet?
Well, we did briefly have some league talks. My understanding is that they're going to start looking at schedules, you know, in early June. Travel, obviously, Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, where we do have, you know, a 5-hour drive across there. But, you know, I think they looked at that when they looked at our proposal, and obviously voting us back in, they feel that they can overcome some of those travel issues. You know, the league does like to do double headers, so if a team travels to one of those communities, you know, you're spending the night and you're playing a couple games, so it's not a one-day trip. So financially, you can kind of make it work that way. And we have to obviously look, you know, travel in this economy is going to cost us, you know, a bit more than traveling to High Prairie or you know, some of the local communities. But I think we have the you know, the support to do that right now.
And certainly you've talked a bit about, you know, certainly kind of the business community there. And obviously, you know, you guys are going to be trying to get, you know, coaches, players the next little bit. What about also for kind of volunteers? You know, it takes a lot of work from the communities to get a lot of these teams running. What's kind of sort of the kind of what you guys are looking at in terms of getting some of those positions filled?
Well, I think we have, you know, as mentioned, the 7 board members are, we're prepared to roll up our sleeves, and if we have to do everything from, you know, today's work to game day, you know, get ticket taking, we're prepared to do that. We do Slave Lake. I will say, you know, in the years that I've been here, when the time comes, everybody buckles down and gets it done. And I believe with the excitement that we're generating, you know, through our social media and word of mouth, there's a lot of people that are ready to step up and help out. A lot of the alumni, their families, they want to see hockey come back to Slave Lake at this level, and they're excited to have Junior B, you know, taking place again. So I think we'll see that volunteer list grow. If we can put a exciting product on the ice, I think that will help as well. So we're eager, we're excited, and you know, we have a pretty big mountain to climb in the next couple months to get things rolling, but I think we have the right people in place to make that happen.
Definitely looking forward to seeing you guys take the ice this fall. Alex Pavic, the president of the NWGHL's Slave Lake Wolves. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing you guys as well.